Yes, welcome to Kenny Slag's Prince. I mean, welcome to the Phil Hendry Show pre-show. What the fuck am I saying, Kenny Slag's? What the fuck am I saying, right? So here we sit with yet a new mix on our podcast, with yet a new board setting, with yet a new series of new ratio, new compression, new gain. It looks like it might be okay, but I have no fucking idea. It looks like the threshold is, I don't know, man. But I march on, man. I will do what I got to do. We'll just keep on doing, and we will do to get the union on my side, to get the union back, in the words of Jack Nicholson as Jimmy Hoffa. This guy that's winning the AT&T Byron Nelson, I better not say. I was going to say he looks inbred. That's terrible. That's a terrible thing to say. And I don't even know what that means. Although that's now Sean Hannity's favorite insult. And I heard that he's now telling people their eyes are too close together. Got to be careful with that, Sean. Because your eyes are narrowing a little bit. They're getting kind of... All right, so... And... Let me see here, man. Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century. Bleak. Love Kenny every day. I remember when we first did the engineer, the weird engineer. Obviously I was cracking myself up. And that wasn't going to sustain for very long. I would rather have done that than anything else, is cracking myself up every week with, you know, 3, 2, 1. Ooh. And of course, it wasn't going to be funny every week. God, I'm sweating like a hog, man. The summer months are upon us, huh? As I recall, I didn't stop complaining about the heat this past year, this past fall, winter, spring. I don't think I stopped complaining about last summer's heat till about halfway through the winter. The studio, it retains heat. Such does the studio retain heat. Let's see what else. Then everything seemed normal. Although I had the fan on. Generally, I'd have the fan on to kind of... How are we doing over there? I'd have the fan on to... just kind of have the fan on, I guess. Maybe I just wanted the air blowing on me. But... Kenny Slag, Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century. Do I have my... I don't have my goddamn notes. I mean, I don't have my character notes. One, two, three, four, five. No, I'm going to have to go get my notes, so I'll be right back, y'all.
Into our philosophy. That's why at our Celebrity Center, the Kenny Slag...
Please stand by.
Guys like Mort and others like Ethel Newhouse and Jack Ribley, they're all there to show you how you can fast-track it to the 21st century principles of abundance.
I know the principles of abundance have worked in my life, and I know they can work in your life, too. Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Do you know a celebrity? I do, too.
Celebrities are important in every walk of life. They're important in religions, they're important in industry, certainly important in the entertainment business. But in the Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, love Kenny as only he knows how to be loved way, celebrities, because...
Pat, yeah, you hesitate a little bit.
You were doing real good.
Thank you. But you did and you did a little breath. All right, let's pick it up from there. The principles of abundance, celebrities are important.
All right. 3, 2, 1. You.
Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Celebrities are important.
As I've often said, celebrities can be very, very helpful in pushing the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century philosophy forward. Or they can push it backward. It depends. Do you know a celebrity? Do you know one you can bring to our Celebrity Center? I'd really appreciate it. Bring them to 22221 Pikeview Street in Hollywood, California. That's our Celebrity Center. Bring them through the back door, please, first. Don't let them go through the front door. We don't want anyone feeling they're better than anybody else.
Kenny Slag, the Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century presents Kenny, Yeah.
You know, a lot of people talk about God, as well we should. But what if God is not always on call? Well, we've got the answer. Kenny. Now, I don't mean me, Kenny Slag. I mean the Kenny. It's as if God was playing in a basketball game and he was taken out. Who would you substitute God with? Kenny. So Kenny and God are interchangeable. The Kenny. That's not me. It was me, but then it became much, much more. It's a version of me. A version of me that's larger, thicker, deeper, longer, wider, and multicolored. That's what we call the Kenny.
Kenny Slag.
Aha. Uh-huh.
What are you laughing at?
Well, that was in the script, Kenny.
I know, but it just,
What happened?
What happened reminded me of what this guy's been doing.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah, you. Okay, with your 3-2-1 you.
Well?
It's in the script, Kenny, because we are beginning to elevate from Kenny to the Kenny into God word or God language.
I got it, okay?
All righty?
Hold on, Roy. I'll be ready when I say.
All right.
Ready?
Hold on.
What do you need, water?
I'm going to take a sip of this coffee, if you don't mind.
Are you supposed to drink coffee?
What do you mean?
Are you supposed to drink coffee?
Why wouldn't I drink coffee?
Well, I thought a lot of you New Age spiritual guys, you don't drink coffee.
I drink coffee. There's nothing about New Age spiritual says you can't drink coffee.
I thought it was like a impure or something.
Coffee is coffee. The impurities are mostly psychokinetic.
Yeah, okay.
Look, sir, please, you know, I'm working in your studio under protest, so let's just get this over with. We'll all be happier.
All right. 3-2-1.
Blee!
The Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century presents Kenny, the Kenny, and His Way. Only His Way.
How do you do it my way, the Kenny way? How do you do it the Kenny way, even if you object to some of the things that the Kenny may ask you? Notice, it's not me, it's the Kenny. Again, it is me, but a larger, thicker, and longer, and multicolored version of me. Now, what does that mean? Let's get into that. The Kenny.
Kenny Slag!
The Kenny is, as I said, a version of me that equals God. When you use the Kenny to apply the principles of abundance in the 21st...
All right, that was very good, Kenny.
Yeah, that was good, Mr. Slag.
Thank you.
When you use the principles of abundance to apply the Kenny, you are...
Yeah, I got it. All right. Wait a minute.
Didn't count it down.
3-2-1.
Woohoo! Hello!
I'm...
Oh, wait, I'm not ready.
Oh, come on, buddy.
Hold on. 3-2-1.
Woohoo! I'm home!
Kenny Slag! Oh, Kenny Slag!
The Kenny. Multicolored, large, thick, and long.
I don't know what that was about, but I'm back after getting some things I forgot to bring with me. Okay, man.
Throw your hands in the air.
Well, let's see. Daryl Bakersfield. Who the fuck is that? Mark Hinshaw. Dark took his rental car back. I had a real experience with my fucking rental car. I had a rental car for 2 weeks. Took it back to Hertz. Hertz used to be a great company, but they're being sued. I don't know if you know this. Hertz is being sued by an individual who found fault with them calling to tell him his car is late, even though he had paid and worked out with them extending the rental of the car. In other words, he had done all due diligence, including, you know, charging his credit card, etc., but they still had this nuisance robocall, not once but twice. I got the same thing. Even after I went to the desk at the Hertz office I rented the car from, and I said to them, I'm going to extend my rental, and I want you guys to know, and well, let's see how much it'll cost you. Just keep it. You know, that was their, and then you'll, you know, do this and that. And I got the same calls. I told the cat that called me, I understand you guys are being sued. Oh, gee, sir, I didn't know that. Yeah, for this nuisance type of phone call. I told them at the desk when I turned the car in on Friday, and they were real pissed off with me that I even brought it. I just told them, you know, I said, look, I ain't going to use your company anymore. I'm sure they don't give a shit. but never hurts to tell them, because you never know who's listening. And I don't make a habit out of complaining that I'm getting bad service someplace. I just don't go back to them. But this was, Hertz is a pretty well-known national brand, you know. Although I'm taking an Uber home, right? So I take the car back, I'm Ubering home. The Uber driver says to me, "Oh, they ain't been shit since OJ." Meaning their best days were when OJ was running through airports and leaping over things. And a lot of you folks are too young to know those TV commercials, but OJ Simpson was their national spokesman before all the shit hit the fan with him. And one of the commercials showed him running through an airport, leaping over, you know, chairs and leaping over desks and leaping over baggage and stuff. Getting to the plane, I guess, is where... Why was he running? You know, what's that got to do with renting a car? Hey, I better get to the Hertz desk, or I got to get to my plane. What do you think, Margaret?
Well, between you and Frank this weekend, it was absolutely ungodly. I couldn't believe it.
What did he talk about?
What did he just say?
He said, what did you talk about?
What did we talk about? First of all, you know what? This is pissing me off so much.
What happened, Margaret?
What happened was this, Phil.
Okay, good. I'm already seeing improvement here on the old VU meter. I'm seeing improvement. I don't see music.
Kenny Slag!
Goddamn. Where is it, man?
You understand. The Cordovan display.
Yeah, that works, man. I just seen it. Good. This is a good rock and roll song to test how the compression ratio is, because it's all just solid, you know. Here's a band that is just covets its copyright and its music. AC/DC used to be that way. AC/DC stayed far away from iTunes and nailed anybody trying to bootleg their shit or post it on YouTube. Man, they were fucking ruthless. The same thing goes for these guys. And how do I know? Because I tried to, you know, I actually tried to download some studio Def Leppard, and it was not to be found. Now they finally made live albums. Not that it's the biggest, you know, thing in my life, but yeah, sure, Phil. No, but AC/DC. The same, although now their studio stuff is available. So I do admire them, because you got to have a lawyer and you got to have the money to constantly be reminding YouTube that while I understand that these downloaded or uploaded clips are what gives you business, if there's a copyright infringement going on, then you have to take it down. And YouTube understands that, although they realize that taking it down too quickly hurts them. So they drag their fucking ass on purpose. That's why I've had my lawyer doing it, because I used to do takedowns, and then I'd get, could you give us a little more information? And they'd ask exactly the same fucking questions they'd asked originally. So it was obviously a stalling tactic. So that's when I just gave it over to my lawyer. Boy, as soon as I got a letter from his ass, the motherfuckers are taking that shit down pronto. But it costs, because those cats don't work for free. So, and people don't get it, you know. I am what is you would call a small artist. I'm not Sony. I'm not Warner Brothers. I'm none of those guys that can have lawyers on retainer and have them just, they're sitting there just waiting for Sony to call, man. It's the only company that hires them. I've talked to people who are music publishers. I've talked to songwriters. These are small artists like myself who live on, you know, the money they make from the songs that they write. They have their sheet music stolen or bootlegged. They even have it. This guy got a letter from a young woman who was in college. She said, can you tell me where I can find your sheet music? He said, well, you can buy it at my site. Well, I'm a starving student. I can't do that. He said, I'm sorry, you know, but it's not free. Well, I'm going to, so she went ahead and scoured around for the free stuff, and he had to immediately do a takedown on those people, because while there are starving students, there are starving artists. There are starving students while they're in school, and then you get out of school and you're still starving because people are stealing from you? No. I gave this speech there was a period in the history of my life where I gave this fucking speech all the time, and because it was so much a part of my life. It still is, but I've, you know, come to recognize that some people are thieves. They're just goddamn thieves, and they do it because they like to be thieves. And some people don't understand the rules, and some people are totally cool when you say to them, would you mind? And they, no, not at all. You know, I have a lot of listeners who honestly want to promote the show, and I love them for that, and I thank them for that. but I've got probably a better way of doing that that would promote me and also not expose our business. And when I tell 99.999% of our fans, when I tell them that, they say, absolutely, they're completely cool with it. I don't mind people downloading our stuff and sharing with friends. I don't. That's completely legal, and it's totally cool. You pay for it. You download it for yourself. You want to share it with friends. That's great. When you upload it to a public site, like YouTube or wherever, then it becomes a violation of the law. And I have to, you know, then we got to get lawyers to get it taken down. That's when it's against, you know, that's when it's a copyright infringement. When you download it and you're, you know, sharing it with friends or holding on to it yourself, there's no problem. People don't get it. People don't know the law is the problem. And I don't blame them for, I think, you know, you have to go looking for it, but essentially, there is a definition of fair use. Fair use is if you're giving an example, if you're satirizing something, or you're giving an example of the person's work. Fair use is not uploading for public consumption an entire piece of work. That's not fair use. I know the law. My attorney can explain it to anybody that doesn't get it. Or any lawyer you want to talk to. I mean, that's fair use. And then there's safe harbor. And safe harbor is, I didn't know that it was copyright protected. No problem. Please take it down. Yes, I will take it down. That's safe harbor because you didn't know. That's cool. You uploaded it. Now it's taken down. But if you don't take it down after you've been asked to, after you've been legally and properly informed that the owner of it has a right to ask you, then you're infringing the copyright. And we've dealt with people who have knowingly done that and people who have not knowing. I don't even have to have my lawyer on somebody who hasn't known that it was a copyright protected work. I mean, there's no threat going on there, but when people are doing it knowingly, and the law gives us the right to sue those people. Oh yeah, you uploaded my shit for like the 900th time, and you were told that it was mine. You still did it. Yeah, so we're gonna sue you. It kind of works like that. I don't think you sue everybody. I've never had to sue anybody. Never had to sue anybody. Thank God. But the law says that you can, and you can also have them pay legal fees. So not only do you get damages, you get legal fees. So it's pretty far-reaching. Now, where were we? All of that business stuff. I have an audition to finish today. Let me see what this is. Print this motherfucker off if I can. Photograph. I don't want... Here it is. What the hell is it? Dairy Queen. Well, okay. I don't really... I don't think I ever really get... Hey man, I don't ever really get. Where's the goddamn bitch fucking? What? What's the point of highlighting this motherfucker, man? One of three. I'm gonna print three of three. No agency slates. There it is. Children are meant to be wild. To play, to ruckus, to roar. DQ blizzards are meant to be eaten. But on Miracle Treat Day, they do more. Helping kids do these things is what a blizzard is for. So when you buy a blizzard, your local children's hospitals... Okay. But on Miracle Treat Day, they do more. Helping kids do these things is what a blizzard is for. Helping kids do these things is what a blizzard is for. I bet you they want a lot younger voice than mine. Mine says, so when you buy a blizzard, your local children's hospital gets $1 or more. For a world with more play, ruckus, and roar. Thanks to you. August 2nd at DQ. Oh, it rhymes. It rhymes. Children are meant to be wild. To play. To ruckus. To roar. To roar. To ruckus. To roar. DQ blizzards are meant to be eaten. But on Miracle Treat Day, they do more. Helping kids do these things is what a blizzard is for. I'm going to have to go over to Dairy Queen and get a blizzard just to, you know, just to do a whole thing. All right, man. I'm getting so fucking confused with this motherfucking... I just don't really know what is happening here with... Oh, here we go. 521? All right. You got it, brother. You know, I can dig live reads, man. I understand. I get it, you know, about live reads. Podcast One wants live reads now, which is cool. Look at this. I uploaded three of them. Okay. If you like the podcast, if you like this podcast, that's it. If you like this podcast, check out the Dennis Miller option every Wednesday at Podcast One. The snarky king of comedy is back to provide his no-holds-barred opinion on current events, politics, pop culture, and whatever else is in, around, and on his mind. Check out the Dennis Miller option at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Also remember to rate and review, brother. Dennis is one of those guys, he's made his choices, he's made his decision, and he's going to do it, you know. I think people, some people don't like him because they don't like his political choices. I don't have a problem. I mean, the cat has chosen the way he's chosen, but he's still a pretty funny guy when he's just talking about stuff beyond politics, I think. And I identify with what he's done. He's, because I did the same thing to the radio business, basically. I said, fuck you. You're not going to pay me what I'm worth. I'm going to have you breathing down my fucking neck morning, noon, and night. You hate talent anyway. You know, there's never been a business that's supposedly about entertainment that has hated talent the way radio does. I mean, hates talent. They don't want to talk to agents. Christ, they hate it. They come from a completely different paradigm, matrix, whatever you want to call it, than other entertainment. So that's what I said. And it's far more rewarding for me to be running my own fucking business, man, than being at the mercy of some asshole that you don't know how he got his job. How did this guy get to the top of a fucking broadcast company? Anybody's guess, you know. Look at these guys getting bonuses even as their companies are crashing and burning. If there's ever been an example of the mental illness on Wall Street, the broadcast business will give it to you, folks. We've got companies that have crashed and burned left and right. ABC Radio, Clear Channel going bankrupt. Meanwhile, they're doling out goddamn bonuses to these motherfuckers. For what? I guess they got some. I guess it's getting advertising. They're able to somehow lie and cheat and steal their way into getting advertising money and so they get advertisers to pay for advertising space for an advertiser's position on their network, which is dog shit. Now that's a good salesman. That's why what you see in radio is the revenue remains constant while the ratings go down. And that happens over a period of a few months. Eventually, the revenue catches up with the ratings and the revenue begins to dip. But for a while, you see the ratings will do one of these, but the revenue stays here. So the last guys in the world that are concerned about ratings are the sales guys. As long as they got their accounts. What the dipping ratings tells a sales guy is get ready to launch someplace else, man. Head across the street, go to another station, go to another company. It doesn't do anything. If talent sees the ratings going down, you probably want to do the same thing. Get your fucking ass out of there before you get fired. But they're going to be giving out the bonuses and, you know, the big dollar salaries, etc., to these cats, even as they see their audience going away. Because that's kind of how it, you know, that's how they work the contract. I doubt seriously that they like it, but they have to. They're contractually bound. And the money's coming in, technically. It's real, real different. Oh, yeah, it's real abstract. Okay, so I have my blizzard thing. Now, where's Dennis Miller? Where's my man Dennis? What happened to him? Did I print that? Hey, what the fuck is this, man? I don't like seeing blank pages coming out of my... Here it is. What in Christ? Whoa. Almost... Why didn't you print it? Come on, bitch. All right, motherfucker.
Hey, man, let's go.
All right, man. How about if we shuffle it? You got it, baby. That band Atlantic Thrills, I like them. Okay. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Let me see this again. Oh, there it is. Okay, I see it. Hello. Goodbye. Hey, if you like this podcast, and I hope you do, check out the Dennis Miller option every Wednesday at Podcast One. The snarky king of comedy is back, Jack, to provide his no-holds-barred opinion on current events, polo ticks, that ain't a typo, that's polo ticks, pop culture, and what, is that a typo? See, I'm going to assume that's a typo, because I don't want to have anybody screaming at me. And if it is polo ticks, let me see, maybe they said something in the email. Christ almighty. Yeah, that's good. All right, well, I'm going to just assume it's a typo. Here we go. If you like this podcast, well, I hope you check out the Dennis Miller option every Wednesday at Podcast One.